From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands rallied in Russia on Saturday against the impending inauguration of President Vladimir Putin for a fourth term in office, one that will keep him in power through 2024. Charles Maines was on the scene in Moscow for our report.
The protests were organized in cities across Russia by opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a symbol of defiance. Rallying under the slogan, "He is not a czar to us," protesters took digs at President Vladimir Putin's continued hold on power just 2 days before the Russian leader is set to take the oath of office for another six-year term. In Moscow's downtown Pushkin Square, thousands of Russians chanted, "Putin is a thief," and "Down with the Tsar." Navalny himself saw little of Saturday's protests. He was taken away by police just minutes after he arrived at the square and was later charged with inciting an unauthorized rally. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
U.S. Navy is reinforcing its presence in the Atlantic Ocean with the resurrection of a naval command. In response to increasing assertiveness by Russia's military, U.S. Second Fleet is operational again after 7 years. It was disbanded for cost-saving and organizational reasons. Earlier this year, the U.S. military announced a new national defense strategy that prioritizes Russia and China. It was the latest sign of shifting priorities after more than 15 years of fighting terrorism. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of the Kandahar, Afghanistan police chief. Officials are saying Afghan security forces killed three assailants, all of them, before they could reach their target. No group has claimed immediate responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News.